Ghislaine, welcome.
Hello.
How early in your life did singing become your passion?
Oh, it became very early because my mom is playing piano, so I used to sit there and then blah, 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 bubble and around. So I think it came just like that.
It was always there, basically.
Yes, basically. But I didn't know I would sing at the beginning. I wanted to be a dancer and then I wanted to be an actress. But as time went on, people told me, but you're singing all the time. How come you haven't thought about it? And when I started, I mean, I was 17 when I started most professionally and then it went on. So
you've always been a singer.
And then I'm a singer. Now I can say it.
Okay, why does jazz speak to you so strongly?
Why? Because it's the music that makes me jump, dance, cry, think. And this is what I really like in it.
That's a good reason. Huh. Jazz is such an American genre. What's the attraction to your audiences back home in France and the rest of Europe?
I think it's a long love story between France and United States and musicians. They've been touring in Europe. I think it's even part of our culture, the jazz now, even if it started here in United States.
Is there a language barrier in jazz?
In English, in France too. Some people don't understand English, but they understand the music. They understand the feelings of what the music brings. So it can be like this in Italian, in jazz. Also, and in Portuguese, and it can be in any language. But the roots, of course, is in English.
And when you sing, do you feel as comfortable singing a song in English as you do in your own native French?
The sensation is really different in the mouth. The feelings are, I mean, the same. It comes from inside, but the music of the language is different, so it's expressed differently. So I remark that if I sing in English or in French or in Portuguese or in another language, then the feelings is different. It's like colors that coming out differently, but for the same drawing or the same shape or the same. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's a mood, perhaps. Or
yes,
something.
The mood.
What does teaching do for you that performing music doesn't do for you?
I love teaching because I can come back home and be in the reality. It's two separate activity, necessary activity for me. If I share what I love, the music, but the students, they ask me questions, and so I have to go on and I have to improve. And then when I go back on stage, I try to go further.
So the students are really teaching you while you're teaching them. Okay, you're an expert. What makes a cabaret a cabaret?
A cabaret. The people that come. The music you hear. The talking with the ones, you hear it's a place where you want to go when you feel happy and when you feel sad or when you feel tired or when you feel, I don't know. It's a place where you want to be. So when you get back home, you feel better. I think it's nice when you're part of the public to be so close. And that's main part of the cabaret.
Of all the music that you have in your head, which is incredible, do you have favorite pieces or pieces that have stuck with you all of these years that
Yes.
you would call yours?
Yes, I think they are. It's standards, but it's for me, they are magical standards. When I sing them, it can be in any way. It can be rearranged, and it's always magical.
Could I ask you to share a bit with us right now?
Yes, but which one shall I sing? Maybe as time goes by, because I know it in French and I know it in English. C'était un soir de pluie, j'ai mis mon feutre gris, et puis sans bruit, je l'ai suivi. Je suis un détective privé, privé d'amour. It's still the same old story. a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
Thank you so much. And as time goes by, Guylaine, we wish you a great time here in the Heartland, and thank you for sharing your time with us. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you very much. I was very happy to be here. Merci beaucoup.